was the best in everyone. Don't think her bad, 'cause she does what isn't always done. She only wants to live. She wants to get and give all that she can. That's her plan. She's a free spirit. She comes up to
gentlemen, it's Mr. Artie Kornfeld.
Hello, everybody. It's amazing. I am locked in a room. Not locked in a room because it's all wide open, because Caroline's in a different room and Boo Boo's running around the house. And I can't get the sounds off on the TV. I don't know how to do it right in the living room. So I'm just sitting watching these very sad people in Congress that really want to clap, because how, if someone announced, and I have a cure, we found a cure for cancer, how could people sit in their seat just because they're against doctors? You know, it's like so crazy, you know, and you see people, and then they see if someone from their party stands up who's higher up, then they stand up and clap, you know. Anyway, I'm not even going to get into it, what it's all about, you know. I stand for Obama. What's your alternative, gang? Look around. You want more Bush? You could get it. So tonight's an interesting show because this is far off place. It's far off place. The first three songs are produced by myself and Shelley Yacus, who did Breaking Benjamin and, you know, part of it, The Scope, and did Rattle and Hum. He's the best engineer in the world for me. We've done 30. And we did it for free to help a friend, and I'll tell you more about that. So this is just... one of the songs that I think is the best, one of the best. It's called Gotta Be Down. If you want to know how to get the more sound on the guitar, call me privately.
Close my eyes.
the Woodstock Nation, the spirit of the Woodstock Nation, the spirit of the spirit of the Woodstock Nation, the spirit and the spirit and the spirit of the Woodstock Nation. Anyway, didn't say the name of the show. It's really what it's about, to hang on to how beautiful things can be if people care about each other and if we get active with elections now. Because when you're old enough, gang, you better vote before you're too old and you're voting in another dimension. Jason Gardner is very close to me. He's a friend, and his father's a very dear friend. And hey, Jay.
Artie, thanks for having me.
Oh, get out of here. That's okay. You've been had before.
Yeah.
So let me ask you something. The way I saw it was your dad called me 20-something years ago, whatever, played me a record, and because I only did rock to promote, and I passed, but we became friends. And he told me over the years you were starting to play guitar, and Timmy was starting to hit cans with drumsticks. And it took him 20 years to get me and Shelly Hawkins to come up there, you know. So that's when we met. Now, what were you doing during that period of time when we were just talking about stuff, and I was just watching you grow up as if I knew you already?
Well, I must have been about 10 years old, growing up, probably annoying the hell out of my dad while he was, trying to talk to you on the phone or whatever. But it's been a long road, yeah, between you guys for sure, huh?
Yeah, your dad's a good man.
He
really is. Yeah, he really is a good man. So, what did you have on your mind when you wrote "Gotta Be Down"? I think I asked you this once before in person. But what did you really have in mind?
Oh well, you know, kind of a lost love song, right? You know, happy ending type of song. I guess I'd like to think of it as it was. Written quite a while ago at a period when,
Yeah, I do know.
I think you know personally.
No, I have a slight memory of it, you know, what it's all about, So what did you think when you said that Artie Cornfeld's coming down, and then did you Google me, or when you said he's bringing Shelly Yarkus, did you have any idea who Shelly Yarkus was?
Oh, yeah, well, I mean, obviously, extremely excited to be working with a couple music legends, you know, who wouldn't be, and very grateful for that. It's kind of, what are the chances of that? Small-time kids from Rhode Island getting that kind of recognition and stuff.
Yeah, you know, well, I love you guys, and the fact is, you know, your music is really good, and I was happy about that, you know, but it's actually every show I have, whoever's on here, if they're not known, some are very known, how did you get here? And it's all cool because we're all fighting the same game. And it used to be we're all laughing at the same game. But like the whole country right now and the whole world, everything's a fight. And music is supposed to be a groove. And everybody out there, start listening to music. Start going to sites like, what's your site, Jason? I just snuck it in. To get your CDs.
Well, we have our Facebook. It's Far Off Place Facebook, of course. It's our main page, and our Reverb Nation page, both just Far Off Place. That's where you can find all our stuff and all our information, updates, shows, and things like that.
Well, I'm going to ask you something, because you do not have to answer in any way, shape, or form. Do you think you have pretty much the same exact political views as your father? You don't have to answer what?
As my father?
Yeah, yes or no?
Well, my father can be up and down about things. I've heard him go back and forth a little, but yeah, I say I agree with a lot of the things he says. You know, I think he agrees with a lot of the fundamentals of the founding fathers who created the country and their views and stuff, so...
Well, am I wrong? Am I wrong in thinking that you're how old are you now, Jay?
25 now.
I can't believe that, man. I swear you're about 8 years old or 9 years old when I first spoke to your father when he called me on the phone in L.A.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, you just blew my mind. So, Well, obviously you already had part of your band because it was your brother. By the way, tell him how good I was on the basketball court. Was I good or what?
I'll tell you what, Artie. I was truly impressed. You gave everyone. You were the most competitive one out there, as far as I remember.
Yeah, guys, it was me at 107 playing with high school guys.
Oh yeah, we could barely keep up.
Oh, yeah, and then I thought I was going to have a heart attack because we played like 10 games, 10 buckets.
you were going hard.
Well, that's the way. I guess that's the only way they had to do anything, you know. And that means, well, there's only one thing I can think of that you could accomplish the same thing, and you don't have to do it hard. And with that, I'll go on to Eleanor by Far Off Place. President's speech is over. I just hope people start thinking about, do they want it the way it was with George Bush? And you know, that's the only thing I'm going to say about that. And that's just from me, only personal. I'm pretty passionate about it. Eleanor was from, if I remember correctly, from you, somewhere like Russia or.
I can recall, I believe that's where it was. Yeah, right.
Now, see, I do have memory. I didn't lose my memory yet. I have some life left, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't think you'd forget that one.
No, where did you meet Eleanor? In your mind, whoever Eleanor was, or did you ever really meet the Eleanor?
Well, I believe I did, right? I mean, I at least got a song out of her. So.
Yeah.
So something must have happened that was right. And then you coming in with Shelley and producing it, that was just the icing on the cake, right?
Yeah, that was cool. this was interesting for me, too, because it was my first time going back in the studio in 12 years. you know, decided to come back and get really, you know, push the, what Woodstock stands for and keeping it alive. And it was so good to be stay with a friend and his kids. And even we even played through some footballs around. Tell him, Jay.
Hey, we got into all sorts of sports with you. I don't know if I can do it again because I don't know if we can take the beating anymore.
But those two bullet passes were pretty good, right? The one when Tim ran up the stairs after he caught it.
Oh yeah, that was pinpoint. That was
okay, I'm gonna get Tom Brady off and bring in Tim Gardner.
All right, here he is. There you go. Hey, what's going on, Artie?
Hey, Timmy, how you doing? Everybody out there is my friend Tim Gardner, who I also produce sometimes. Dad's a good friend, as I already said. Has more energy than almost anybody I know, and is a really fun guy to hang around with.
I can say the same for you as well. High energy person, great to hang around.
Okay, now tell the truth. You're a lousy son of a bitch, and I can't stand you. Hey, Artie, I never really told you this, but what a drag it was working with you. You know, but it wasn't a drag working with you, and also the fact that we hung out, okay? So,
definitely.
We'll leave that at that. And how do you feel now with the way the music is turning out, the new music, which we're going to play after Crystal Ball? Let me while you're on, I'm going to put on Crystal Ball, tell everybody this was a track that wasn't going to be the half finished. And then I went in with Ted Richardson, Cedar Street, and I just did a mix and added the guitar to this, that all of a sudden it sort of came to life. And now I'm really starting to like it. And it's called Crystal Ball.
Took a ride one sunny day with my future straight ahead of me. All the while I'm coming down, need a fix to lift me from the ground. I remember regularly, I remember things she's done to me. Always kept me satisfied underneath her softly spoken love.
It's Artie Kornfeld here. A little nervous today because I do have a doctor's appointment tomorrow, and it has me a little nervous. So if I seem a little nervous, that's why. It's a pleasure really being here with you, all your friends out there. So let me ask you something, Jason. After we did that group of songs, right, what did you do? Because you had to rebuild the group and stuff. What did you do to get to these last three songs? I don't know if they're not finished masters, right?
They are not finished masters, and, you know, we're still getting to know the program.
Right. So anyway, now you said where these guys went with 5 years ago with 5 years less talent and experience, and we'll see where Jason Head goes and how he has himself on this. So I'm really curious to hear this too. So I'm listening. I'm really curious where his head went because I know him so long. So I'd like to play Splash and keep the spirit in that far off place. It's Artie Kornfeld. It's a spirit show. Sort of a funny show because of the family tie-in. I had a very ill second wife and, you know, talking to his dad from the emergency room like almost every other week for like 15 years. And he was going through a divorce. And it was just, you know, it's really great working with the kids. It's great working with anybody in the studio. In the studio, I mean, when you first came in with Shelly and I, did you know that you would really, you had the top going in this, with the studio and everything? The combo was really good.
Well, you know, I mean, actually one of my friends helped me get all the equipment over here. It's kind of just a little makeshift studio we got going, but it's the same program we used to record together when we were in Newport.
I'll talk to you about creatively, right? And, oh, by the way, I would have brought an organ in for the third verse.
It'd be great if we could get together.
Yeah, and sustaining a chord, and it's just to sustain a chord all the way out on the same note almost, way in the distance, be great. I could see the one thing, you picked up one of my bad habits, which people copied with Happy Together and Brian did with Good Vibrations, is the layering of the voices.
Yeah.
So that's cool. Yeah. So I'm not going to shift into audio and producing with you in the studio now, because I tend to go there with you. So,
you know, dealing with you in the studio the first time, learning so much from you, obviously, it's definitely helped a ton.
Well, yeah, because I could hear the sounds, and I know what sounds, you know, Shelly and I had known for together, and what he's known for, what I'm known for, and I could hear it in what you're doing, you know? So it's good to pick up on it, you know, that's how I learned, just picking up on the great people I work with. Not that we were great people, but I say between, I think Shelly probably has, what, the most platinum albums you've ever seen? I mean, it's bizarre when you look them up. Look up Shelly Yakus, folks, A-Y-A-K-U-S. You probably have a million of his records at home.
Absolutely.
You know, even up to Rattle and Hum, you know, and Breaking Benjamin.
Well, I got U2's greatest hits, so there's one.
Yeah, right. Hey, Shelly, well, he did okay because I don't want to get into it because it's lawsuit area, not for me, but it's involving someone else's trip. So anyway, was there a particular, you had a song called Butterfly, and did you say, okay, we're going in this direction, I want to have a song like this?
Yeah, I mean, this song's actually a little harder than some of the stuff that we've played before, and this was recorded actually in Newport, where we recorded those first three tracks.
Oh boy, was that brutal.
My fault. But
it was hard work. I mean, yeah, Shelly and me working with, I was working 14 hours a day. It was crazy. Yeah, we had our crazy moments too. You know, just talking. You know, one of those moments, a butterfly came flying around your head. You know, we don't have to play the song right now, but was Butterfly about a specific moment in your life, or just an imagination moment that you decided to put down?
Well, I guess it's a little bit of both. I mean, yeah, I was definitely inspired in a certain way when I was thinking about the lyrics and stuff like that. And, you know, it's kind of a high-energy rock song, so it's got some meaning there to it.
Yeah, well, you know, it's great that your dad stood by you all these years. It really is. You know, it's really amazing how he stood by you and I watch you guys grow, and, you know, it's cool. By the way, Jamie Gardner is a very good singer, slanted more folky John Denver direction. So if you're in the New England area and Jamie Gardner's playing, it is worth seeing because he's really good.
Yeah, and you can also find him on...
He does Helpless better than Neil Young.
And he just put up a Facebook page. He's got all his videos on there. He's got some great stuff, does some great Neil Young covers, and has some great original songs, too, so you can...
Well, your dad is funny, because he'll call me. I'll never know whether it's about selling a house, painting a place, or playing in a club, you know.
I'm sure you've heard it all.
Yeah, I remember his rap about it. The lives within the drops coming down the leaves or universes... You know, and in a couple of words, I understood him and agreed, so I figured we'd be friends. Butterfly has nothing to do with a butterfly.
Well, kind of.
In your head when you wrote?
Yeah, butterfly is actually, it's a tattoo.
No.
You know, if
I was going to say, I bet it's an ice cream, a new Ben and Jerry butterfly ice cream.
I'm sure that's delicious.
Where they put real butterfly wings in, right? And they cut it with caramel.
Chocolate-covered butterfly wings.
Yeah, really. Guys, with the basketball, here I am at 140 years old, and there they are playing two-on-two, and the guy playing with Tim, Jason's brother, went down. So I was there, so like an idiot, I went in. And after I half the game, I sort of basically took over the game. But I'm a good role player as an athlete, and I'm supposed to do that. But the funny thing was, I didn't know that my heart was going crazy, so I had to run in there and go into a cold shower, right? I turned red.
Hey, we made a late run and won the game, though, right?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. We did win the game. That's cool.
It's all about the W.
Because you played that other game, the last game with me. Yeah, anyway, it was sort of fun. Boy, I love those days. You know, and it's supposed to be like that now, when music is supposed to bring you those joys up and down, happy and sad, you know. And this way you could just think about it musically. And when things get in your way in life, relate to you, someone like Lean On Me or the Doobie Brothers, Dance With Your Mama, Dance With Your Daddy, or Low Ride, or whatever it is you think about. Now, those are three songs I never would have picked if you asked me in front. So I don't know where that came from, but those are three songs I picked. So how long is the band? Are you playing everything on this? Is it Timmy and you?
Yep, this is me, Tim, and Josh Sardelli, who's our bass player. Tim and Josh also in the last song, Tim on drums. Tim singing background harmonies there. He had some high harmonies in the chorus, and Josh also playing bass. So this song's the three of us again. And Kevin Cassidy playing guitar in there as well, who's actually no longer with us, unfortunately. But
Maybe it's fortune for him. You never know. Maybe he's in a wonderful place.
Very possible.
I prefer
best of luck to him wherever he is.
Well, you see, Jason, as you get older and older, you're going to agree with me more and more. That it's all cool on the other side. It's a lot cooler than here.
Actually, meant he was no longer in the band.
No, I know. I was kidding around. I picked up on that.
I didn't want to curse him there for a minute.
No. What's his name, Devin?
Kevin Cassidy.
Kevin. I was close, except for one letter.
Hey, we love you, Kevin. We love you wherever you are.
Wherever you are, I guess I'll meet you just one day. So, Butterfly, why don't we hear this little Heidi, who people know, she has a song called Butterfly, and I'd like to hear your song about Butterfly.
Take stop.
Hi, it's Artie Kornfeld, and you're listening to Far Off Place, and my guest Jason Gardner is here with me. That was Butterfly. It's certainly not soft like a butterfly, but what is it? It's good, by the way, but what is it?
Well, the butterfly is physically a tattoo, so
there it is. I'm watching you grow up. Now you're tattoos. First you check.
No, not a tattoo on me.
Yeah, well, you know, girls out there, honestly, he does look probably as good as Tom Brady. And it's funny because he is an Irish, you know, reddish, blonde, red, not blonde, but reddish, you know, an Irish, half Irish, half Scotch?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Something like French. That, which is cool. Yeah, like you, McCracken, you know, you're the guitar player. Yuri is right. He's half Scotch and half Italian. Isn't that a mixture?
That's a good one.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, but it sure turned out a great guitar player. Definitely.
You gave me the pleasure of being able to talk to him on the phone actually a few years back.
You talked to Yuri?
Yeah, you called him up and you let me talk to him. It was really great.
Oh yeah, you know. He was wonderful, and all those guys on Steve Gadd's and Levin, we're all very such good friends, but he was a very dear friend. And, you know, he even said on this Davin McCoy project I've been working on, you know, Artie, just send me the hard drive, and I'll put it on two track, and I'll put another guitar on if you needed a blues guitar. Because, you know what I found out from Yui, because he doesn't brag about anything he did. I know about Wings and all that stuff, but... He arranged the Phil Has Gone and played the other guitar. I didn't even know that.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's a record that made B.B. King happen. You know, so, and coming towards the end of the show, about 4 minutes away, I think we could take 3 minutes to hear about, oh boy, I used to live by this when my wife passed away, a little piece. Big piece, man. Big piece. Little piece. What do you say? I guess you say a little piece, so okay.
We say a little piece. A little piece of everything.
And he does spell it P-I-E-C-E. So take it where you may. We'll be right back. it's Artie Kornfeld of the Spirit of the Woodstock Nation show for all of us. Everybody's involved. It's like someone on Facebook was in the crowd. You know, a lot of people wrote, you know, books about Woodstock, and I guarantee you I was there. But, you know, Jason's there in his own way. He watches.
I'm there somehow. I know I am.
Yeah, that effect won't go away. It's way beyond any individuals. It's sort of a, as we used to say, a God shot in the old days. You know, just a miracle. So that was a little piece. And I'm going to say goodnight to Jason, because I'll be talking anyway, Jay. And love to everybody.
You too, Artie. I really appreciate you having me on tonight.
Cool. Okay. You take care, and see you soon.
Take care, my friend. Rock on.
Okay. Hey, Z-Man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So, what did you think of that? What did you think? You know, you and I, maybe we should do an hour to one week, maybe with Jed, do an hour and just a political. Did you get really sick of these debates the minute you saw 10 seconds of the first one?
Yeah, well, yeah, I'd have watched quite a few of the debates, but frankly, I'm sick of them. There's too many of them. I was surprised to see how well Gingrich was able to close the gap after winning South Carolina's primary, and I thought it was important that that big casino billionaire from Vegas decided to dump a bunch of money in, because remember, anybody now, folks, remember, thanks to that wonderful decision of the Bush Supreme Court that says corporations are people, now anybody with big money, including foreign corporations, the Chinese can decide who they want to be president and dump as much money in as they feel like it, and there's nothing you can do about it, folks. What a great decision our Supreme Court made. They should all be taken out, and well.
Well, you know, I see it when I went to Korea, you know, when I was there for those 2 weeks. It's amazing how it's so prosperous. Nobody's smiling, but it's so prosperous. It's weird no one was smiling, you know, and you didn't see dirt on the ground anywhere, you know, and you didn't even see policemen. They were all under clothes, and it was. But when I spoke to the kids, they said, "Wow, you really have to be careful." I mean, not that I condone it, but if you go with a half a joint in Korea, you could do like 30 years or something in prison, even if you're 14. So they're very heavy into mind control, and I guess if they think it's mind control, you know. But it's great to be here. I guess we'll close with a song. This is a big move now, because we did all these disconnected demos and people have found them, and they also found my second album that's much better than the first, and The Tree, it's really a good album. And Jack, I didn't want to produce myself, so Jack Adams, who did Who's Next and Quadrophenia, the engineer, I let him produce me, and it came out really good. And that's the story. This song, Aladdin, is was the Rotary Connection's first record on Chess. Most of you won't know who she was, but Minnie Riperton was the greatest, you know, one of the greatest female singers to ever come along. She died of a cancer very young, like in her 20s. And I miss her. This song, with this group Bruce, R&B slanted. When I heard it, it surprised me, because our demo was a simple folk rock demo. And it came back, and I liked it. And it's the Rotary Connection with Aladdin. You know what? Keep the peace, because as I said in the song, I am Aladdin, and I can gladden you or sadden you. So I'm taking every hit with you, and I'm taking every victory with you. Love you. Hold the light, everybody.